There we are. Oh, I think that's everything where it should be.
Yeah, it looks great, love.
Oh, do you really think so? Oh. You're not just saying that.
I think it knocks all the other exhibits into a cocked hat.
Not all the ones that had the same idea as I had about using Pooh Bear.
Well, that doesn't matter. Yours is the nicest bear.
Oh, I don't know. I've still got time to pop home and change his outfit.
He's fine as he is, love.
Not very original, though.
Oh, rubbish. I mean, who else has got a picture of a baby in a bee suit? Or an Eiffel Tower of honey cakes?
You don't think people are going to think that's a bit much? I mean, you didn't look sure this morning.
Well, I told you I was just a bit taken aback, that's all. I mean, that is different. That's just what this show could do with, shaking up a bit.
Oh, Mike, you always know the right thing to say.
It's spectacular.
It's terrifying.
I like all the different colours.
And it's supposed to be like Andy Warhol.
Except his was of Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe, Linda Snell, same difference.
Certainly wasn't what people were expecting.
Well, I think I prefer the one of Daniel's pigs.
We're not really supposed to be looking at the exhibits, you know. We're supposed to be helping Jill.
Oh, everyone sneaks a look. Morning, Eddie.
Good Lord. What's that when it's set on?
Robert's entry in the digitally enhanced.
What, don't you like it?
I don't know. Is that Linda Snell? Why is she purple?
And green, blue and pink.
It's a copy of a more famous picture.
By Andy Warhol.
Is it? It's big enough. I'll give him that.
Yeah, and if you move, her eyes follow you around the hall.
Yeah, well, that seems like Linda.
I thought Robert was going to enter his pictures of the plinth.
He has, just not in this category.
Oh, Dad wants to see the ones of him. Hopes they'll win something.
Oh, where is he?
Over there, polishing his potatoes.
All right, I must thank him for his birthday card. I'm impressed you remembered.
Oh, well, that was Clary, really. And it was your 50th.
Did you have a good birthday?
Oh, yeah. Jim's present was a corker. You decided if you're going to do anything about this problem with the soil in the paddocks yet?
Well, we'll certainly do something.
Not much point in setting up a system to get low-cost milk from the grass if the soil's not up to scratch.
Cows ain't milking that badly.
No, I know, but I think they could do better.
It wasn't a total surprise. We thought we might have some compaction.
Oh, because of the rain we had last year.
Yeah, and the late cold spring.
Bound to have taken its toll. Mm. We're going to get a full soil analysis.
Yeah, well, I suppose with milk prices as they are.
Exactly. We don't want the cows to be performing at less than their absolute best.
Jill, that all looks splendid, you see? I said you didn't need to worry.
I am pleased with it now.
I like the bee. Crayons on black paper, very imaginative.
Ben did it. It has come out well.
What an artistic family. Robert and I were very impressed by Daniel's picture of Neil's pig.
Thank you, I'll tell him.
Have you had a chance to see the photos yet?
Just a quick peek. You were right about Robert's entry. It was a surprise.
A pleasant one, I hope.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Very original.
Well, one does want to put some thought into one's entries. I wish some of your fellow exhibitors had done so.
Some of them are very thought-provoking. Sabrina Thwaite's candles and incense and Vicky's cake.
Oh, yes, it is very impressive, isn't it? When she described how tall it was going to be, I wasn't quite sure how...
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, no. Poor Vicky.
So your man is on Joe's famous potatoes. There's enough of them.
He's entered every category. White potatoes, all one variety. Coloured potatoes, all one variety. Collection of potatoes, two varieties.
He's certainly got the field covered.
He's trying to steal a march on Bert.
His chief rival.
Oh, I'll say. That doesn't care what he gets, as long as he beats Bert.
I don't know much about potatoes, but I should say he was in with a chance for sheer persistence.
Bert still got the better of him.
Oh? Is he serving his potatoes chipped and sautéed?
He hasn't entered any potatoes at all. Said all his other veg did so well this year, he wanted to concentrate on that. Dad's livid.
Pathetic excuse. Bert was frightened by the competition, by the sound of things.
Oh, we should say that to Dad.
I will. Where is he?
Taking a ruler to Bert's runner beams. He'd best get out here soon. Judges don't like anyone in the hall when they're doing their thing.
I wanted to have a word with him anyway. I was a little anxious about how my present went down.
Oh,
He loved it.
Really? He didn't think I was, well, extracting the Michael?
Hey? Oh, no. He didn't really think you were going to buy him a Royley.
I thought a scale model would be the next best thing.
Yeah, it must have cost you a bob or two.
Such attention to detail. Just like the real thing.
I mean, you hear of these things going for hundreds.
Well, if they're in their original box.
And do you still happen to have that, Jim?
I never had it. Or I might not have been so generous, I'm afraid. But what's happening now? I gather those newcomers are important.
Mm? Oh, they're the judges. Yeah, that's the picture editor of the Echo. He came last year. He'll be judging the photos.
And the rather attractive young woman?
That must be Harold Asquith. She'll do everything else.
A transsexual vegetable judge?
Eh?
And they told me life in the country would be dull.
No! No, that's just her, pen name. It's a column in the Echo. Harold Asquith's gardening hints. Oh. It's been lots of people over the years.
Morning, all.
Isn't this exciting?
Of course, this is virgin territory to you too, Vicky. How are you finding it?
Oh, I love it, don't you? I've never seen anything like some of the exhibits.
Or the judges.
Jim didn't understand about Harold Asquith.
Oh, are the judges here?
Called her a transsexual vegetable.
Vegetable judge, Eddie.
Transsexual?
Which one is Harold Asquith?
The very pretty girl over there.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, that is funny.
Funny? Mike, I can't believe you said that, and the rest of you should be ashamed of yourselves.
Well, I know it wasn't much of a joke, my dear,
It's very brave of him, her, to be so upfront about her life choices.
Aye?
And he deserves all our support.
I might go and say something to
what?
Him.
What? No, Vicky, love, she didn't really... Oh, good Lord. Vicky, stop!
I think that's about as much excitement as I can take for one morning. Fancy a pint, Eddie.
Well done, Mum.
I told you had nothing to worry about.
You did. I wouldn't have won this if you and Phil hadn't made me see sense.
First in the class. No one can resist your honey cake.
They were very kind about it, and they really loved Ben's picture.
Yeah, he's full of himself. He hasn't stopped boasting to Josh yet.
Good job Josh has got some good news of his own.
What's that?
Well, you know he goes football training on Thursdays.
With Jamie, yes. Has he been picked for the team?
For the under-13s home match next Sunday.
How lovely. He must be pleased.
He hasn't talked about anything else, which is why Ben's getting his own back.
Hello, everyone. Just going to see... Oh, no! What's happened to my cake?
I'm so sorry, Vicky.
Oh, love, after all your hard work.
But my tower, it's collapsed.
I'm afraid so.
Well, how did it happen? Did someone knock it
over? Oh, no, I saw it. It was quite... spontaneous.
The hall is a bit warm.
We think the icing went soft.
And the tea has sort of slithered down.
Yeah. Well, maybe it happened after the judges had seen
no,
it.
No, I'm afraid it didn't.
So what did they say?
They've left you their comments.
You don't have to read them now.
Oh, I might as well face the worst.
Now, I wouldn't take them too much to heart. They can be
overambitious structure. Inappropriate use of Bear. Harold Asquith. After all I did for her.
Harold Asquith?
Long story.
Don't be disheartened. You can try again next year.
You reckon?
You know what you did wrong now.
Oh, well, that's true. And I can easily find another sort of bear.
It's a very good effort for your first try.
Oh, you are kind. How did you do? Mike's been telling me your honey cake's legendary.
Oh, it is.
She came first in the class.
See, I knew it. Oh, well done.
Thank you. But I have had a lot of practice. It was my grandmother's recipe.
It's been a family secret for generations.
Lovely. You must give me a copy.
Robert must be very pleased.
Oh, he is, and I'm so proud of him.
Bit of a cheat, though, wasn't it?
It certainly was not. This is all Robert's own work.
Except he got the idea from this Andy Warthog.
Warthog.
So, it's a copy.
No, Eddie, no. It's not a copy. It's an homage.
What's that mean?
It's French for copy.
Really, Jim?
But a most original use of Warhol's method.
Swapping Linda for Marilyn Monroe.
A great improvement, if you ask me.
Oh, well, thank you, Jim.
Any Rhoda, where are these photos of the fight?
Just your right. Robert was going for a more documentary feel.
Because I promised Dad that... Jim, you seen this one?
Which? Oh, Nigel Pardew hitting me with a wet sponge. Yeah, it's very funny.
Shula seems to think so.
What? Oh, yes, doesn't she? I don't think I've ever seen her so amused.
It was all in good fun.
Indeed, indeed. Do you think Robert would give me a copy of this photo?
Oh, I'm sure he would.
What are you going to do with it?
Frame it. I've been looking for something to go over the mantelpiece at Blossom Hill Cottage.
But won't Shula see it there?
Oh, yes. She most certainly will.
Oh, well, I'll see what Robert says. Now, if you'll excuse me, I want to find out what the judge has made of my llama blanket.
Don't let us keep you.
Did she just say llama blanket?
Yeah, she's knitted it out of their wool.
This village never ceases to amaze me. Always something new to observe.
You're right there.
For example, do I detect a certain froideur between our genial mine host of our local hostelry and its luscious landlady?
You what?
At the ball. Jolene making a big effort to play the loving wife and Sid ignoring it.
Oh, that! Wayne's still there, you see. She's trying to take Sid's mind off it.
Right. I don't think it's working, do you?
Oh, so clever of you to spin the hair off.
Well, the judges seem to be impressed.
I'm sure the baby will love it too.
All the things people in this village can do. That gentleman's buttonhole. I might have a go at that myself next year.
Yeah, why don't you?
Good idea.
I don't see how that could go wrong.
Yeah. And it was such a nice gesture to have Peggy judge. Mm.
Well, doesn't she usually?
No, she usually wins it.
But with Jack to look after.
She may be getting a bit of help with that. She's found an agency who can send her another carer.
Oh, that is good news, Jill. Must be months now since you...
What's happening now?
It's a smoke alarm.
Oh, no. Sabrina Thwaites lit her beeswax candle.
And burning her incense.
Oh. Chris won't be very pleased.
Well, that might be my fault. I thought it'd be nice to have the scent of honey wafting across the hall.
Well, you weren't to know. I blame Sabrina.
Oh, they won't really be cross, will they? I mean, after all this whole flower and produce thing, it's only a bit of fun, isn't it?
There you go. Some fried bread.
Oh, thanks so much, darling.
It's okay. But look, do me a favour, Wayne. Don't call me darling.
Why ever not all of a sudden?
Sid.
What?
Sid. At least, not when he's around so much.
But
leave it, will you?
Okay, okay. Touchy.
Look, how do you expect Sid to go on like this? Huh?
You've been good to me, both of you. I am doing my best, love.
Yeah, I know that. It's just, well, it's the old days. He can't share those things, Wayne, and it makes it hard for him.
I know.
And it wasn't all fun and games. I shed a lot of tears. Don't think I've forgotten.
I know, love.
Don't love me.
I'm sorry. Any bacon left?
Sid's had the last.
Okay.
There's some tomatoes.
Well, you know, if they're going spare...
We were just wondering if you'd heard from them people at the house share yet.
Ah, well, yeah, I have actually. Oh. They texted me late last night. Oh. I haven't got it, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's a shame.
Someone's mate was interested, so...
So, what are you going to do now?
Don't worry, don't worry. I'll keep looking.
That would be a good idea, yeah.
I can stay here while I look, can't I?
No, Wayne, No, I'm sorry, you can't.
I'm sorry, it's a bit of a scratch breakfast.
No, it's fine.
And I do want to be up at the lodge in time to be there when this new carer arrives.
Good idea.
I'll give Mum the support.
Yeah, fine.
And the carer as well. You know how suspicious Mum can be.
Well, she liked Barney.
Eventually. But I'm afraid in her heart of hearts... She still thinks she's the only person who can really look after Jack.
But it's just not practical, is it?
No. Wearing her to a shadow.
No, darling, no, not just her. I mean, you're starting to look a bit frayed round the edges yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I worry about you. Looking after Rory and your mum and Jack...
Is turning me into a wizened old hag.
Of course not.
Oh, is that why you've been hiding behind the paper this morning?
No, there's an article here. One of the big developers setting up initiatives with local businesses.
Ah, kind of thing you want Borchester Land to do.
Yes. Ed's tenancy is on the agenda for Thursday's meeting, and I'm determined to get it through.
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, just thought this table could do with a bit of a wipe round. I've done the washing up.
Yes, so I see.
If there's anything else you want me to do, hoovering, anything in the bar? Yeah,
it's very good of you.
Well, anything, you just say the word.
Yeah, but it's not going to work. We still want you to go.
Oh, come on, Jolene. It's not going to take me that long to find somewhere.
Well, it's taken you a long time so far.
Well, I've only been looking on and off. I'll put some proper effort in this time.
Yeah, maybe. But that don't change the situation. I want you out of here.
But why all of a sudden?
All of a sudden?
I thought we were getting on pretty well.
Oh, we were.
So have I upset you? Or Fanny?
No.
Oh, so Sid, he's making you say this, isn't he?
No, Wayne, I'm saying it all on my own. I want you to go.
But why? What have I done?
Oh, nothing that you haven't done before.
Well, then.
It's me that's changed.
You have. I never thought you could be this hard. Throwing me out at a moment's notice.
What? You've been here for weeks and weeks.
But I was ill.
But you're not now. You don't need looking after.
No.
You can look after yourself. You're not my responsibility.
Well, I'm sorry if I've been a burden.
Oh, don't start this. Look, you've made such progress with Fallon. Don't blow it by outstaying your welcome.
And I was starting to think you still had a soft spot for me.
But maybe I do. We've got so many memories. And Fallon. I'd like us to be friends for her sake.
Right.
But that's as far as it goes. I'm under no obligation to put a roof over your head.
Okay. Understood. Well, I'll go and pack then.
Oh, don't be so melodramatic. You can stay here until I found you somewhere.
But that's all I was asking for.
No, you wanted to stay while you look for somewhere. And I don't think you were going to look very hard.
Why would you think that?
Oh, years of experience. So, go and find last week's echo. We can make a start, eh?
This isn't about charity, darling.
Oh, heaven forbid.
Being chairman's still new to me. I want to establish the direction Borchester Land should be moving in.
Assert your authority, you mean?
No, not just that. No, we need to start working together as a team.
For which you need a strong leader.
Of course. I mean, everyone's so demoralised still by what happened with Matt and Chalk.
Yes.
But all we need is some positive publicity. I mean, that bad press with the SFO... We've got to distance ourselves from that very publicly.
You managed to convince Martin last week.
Well, that was a start.
And Jerry Morton and Annabelle agree with you, don't they?
Yeah, but it isn't enough. I want everyone behind this. I know Ed's tenancy may seem like a small thing, but if I could get a unanimous decision to back him...
Do you think you might?
Well, I can try. It'd be such a positive step for the company.
And not just the company.
If this goes through smoothly, we can start doing the PR work.
And you can have a nice picture of yourself in the paper with Ed smiling at you gratefully.
Jenny, that's not why I'm doing it.
I know, darling, but it doesn't hurt, does it? Now, I really must get up to Mum's.
Do you mind if I come with you?
No, I'd be glad of the company. But can you spare the time?
Yes. Well, Adam owes me a favour, so I'm going to take over the drilling for him while he does this meet the farmer, cook the dish thing tomorrow.
Oh, fine.
I thought if I came with you, it'd be a good chance for me to talk to Peggy about this meeting she's having with Bryce on Friday.
Oh, that's a good idea. And hopefully, with this new carer in place, she'll finally have time to think about their finances properly. So, Matt's calmed down?
No, he's as tense as ever. But at least he's made an appointment to see Russell tomorrow.
Well, that's good.
I'm not sure how it'll help, but... At least it gets him out of the house. Mm. The important thing is I've managed to convince him that whatever happens, we're in this together.
He's lucky to have you, Lillian.
Maybe, darling. So, how are things with you and Sid?
Better. Which is just as well, because there's been a bit of a setback on the Wayne front.
Oh, no, what's he done now?
There's more what he hasn't done. He didn't get that room in the shared house.
Oh, dear. Oh, that is a pity.
Oh, don't worry. I told him he got to go anyhow.
It's easy enough to say, darling, but where to?
Well, I'm going to find him somewhere, don't you worry. And out of Amber's, that's for sure.
Who?
Well, Porteous would be fine, near enough so Fallon can still see him if she wants to, but I'm not having Sid bumping into her every 5 minutes.
No.
Or having him hanging round the bar playing darts. He can find another local.
It's an excellent plan, darling, in theory, but who's going to pay for it?
Oh, well, he is.
Well, I didn't think he'd got any money.
Well, he will have once he gets his job seeker's allowance sorted.
Yeah, but that can take some time, can't it? And people tend to want a month's rent in advance and a deposit.
Yeah, see what you mean.
I'm not trying to put you off, but Wayne seems to have been very good at finding reasons not to go.
Oh, you can say that again.
If you can't find the rent money, well, that's a cast iron excuse, isn't it?
Then I'll have to pay for it, won't I? Just till he gets on his feet.
You? Are you sure that that's a good idea?
Well, it's better than lending it to him. I mean, this way he can't squander it on booze or CDs.
No, I didn't mean that.
And it'll show him I mean business. It'll show Sid, too.
Are you sure about that?
I'm prepared to put my money where my mouth is.
It's one way of looking at it.
What's the other?
You're still supporting your ex-husband financially. Are you sure Sid's going to be happy about that?
It was nice of her to make us a cup of coffee.
She is being paid.
Well, still, a good sign, I thought.
I think she wanted us safely out of the way while Mum went through Jack's routine with her.
Well, fair enough. Lord knows it's complicated enough.
Mum likes to make sure Jack's happy.
I know.
Brigitte will understand that.
Oh, is that her name? I didn't quite catch it.
Oh, I just hope Mum gives her a chance to prove herself.
Well, Jack took to her, you could see that.
That was a relief. I know Mum was worried someone new might confuse him.
He doesn't seem to know who anybody is these days, does he? Most of us are new faces as far as he's concerned.
Oh, I do hope it works out. Mum's looking so exhausted.
But she still wants to see Bryce on Friday, though. I'm quite touched she wants me there.
She trusts you, Brian. Business matters, anyway.
Morning, all.
Hello, Lillian.
Oh, yeah, I let myself in. I could see Mum and the new woman deep in conversation through the window, and I didn't want to disturb them.
Mum's explaining Jack's routine.
So, well, have you had a chance to meet her?
Oh, yes.
She made us some coffee.
Oh, that's a good start. So what's the verdict? Thumbs up?
Oh, she seemed very nice.
Jack likes her.
He likes everyone. What about Mum?
Oh, you know Mum. She's still sizing her up. We'll just have to wait and see.
You sure this is safe? Me sitting up here with you while Sid's down in the bar?
Look, he knows we're looking for a place for you. He's quite happy to manage on his own.
I bet he is.
Look, how about this one? Double room, own bathroom.
Oh, no, no.
Well, why not?
It's Felpersham.
So?
I'd never see Fallon. I ain't got no transport, have I? If I'm miles and miles away... I don't want to be back to square one with her again.
No, I suppose not.
Isn't there anything in the village? That way I'd be close enough to see her, keep in touch with you.
No. I'm not sure that's a good idea, Wayne.
Why not?
Well, you've got to maximise your chance, isn't you?
How do you mean?
Well, if you're serious about getting back on your feet, you've got to get yourself a proper job, find a place of your own. There's only so much work going in a small village.
Well, maybe.
Besides, it's expensive living round here, and... if I'm paying for it.
What? Since when?
Oh, not forever, Wayne. It's just until your job seekers come through. I can't afford to support you for long.
No. Thank you. I knew you still cared.
Of course I do. But don't get the wrong idea. Sid knows what I'm doing, and we've agreed it's for the best.
So long as it gets me out of the pub.
That's right. So let's stop talking and keep looking, all right?
Well, I didn't expect to see you up here today.
I know.
I thought you'd swap your Abbey day with Vicky. She's taken her anyway.
Yeah, you don't mind, do you? Vicky's always doing it to me.
No, of course not. As long as Abby's all right, she doesn't care which day it is.
That's what I thought.
Well, you going somewhere special then? Looking very smart.
Oh, well, I hope so. Have you got a few minutes?
I need to be up at the hotel for this meet the farmer, cook the dish thing.
Yeah, but... I know, that's why I'm here. Can you squeeze me in?
If you just move this one a little to your left.
Okay.
That's it?
Yes.
Yes, you're right. It does look a lot better there.
Hmm. Easier for people to see, anyway.
Yeah.
Afternoon, David. Adam?
Hi, Caroline.
Now, have you got everything you need?
Yes, thank you.
Yep, just making a few minor adjustments.
Are you happy with where your laptop's set up?
It's fine.
And the big screen?
Perfect.
I'm afraid you're not getting anything so high-tech from me. I'm taking a more traditional route.
Oh?
Yeah, I'm relying on pictures.
Well, like your cow. She's very pretty.
Yeah, I thought I'd give people something nicer than me to look at while I drone on.
I'm sure it'll be fascinating.
Are my other boards all right? They're not in the way.
No, they're great. Make quite a little exhibition for people to look at when they have their tea.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Now, if I could just go through the running order with you.
OK, it's me first, and then Adam.
Then Ian, we hope, if he's finished the lunches. How's he getting on?
Oh, that's the next thing I'm going to check. He should be OK. We haven't got that many people in for lunch today.
No.
Which is why I'm very pleased your event's been so popular.
Right.
Well, no one's come to see us. It's Ian's cooking they're interested in.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true. I better see how he's doing.
Tell him we can talk for longer if he needs a bit more time.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Now, I'll be here at the beginning and the end, but I may need to pop away in the middle, so don't take it personally.
No, we won't.
But so Roy will be here.
Yeah, he's just come in.
Oh, yeah. Brenda too.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't realise she was coming. Anyway, if you'd excuse me.
Yeah, of course.
Have a great afternoon. I'm sure it'll go well.
Thank you.
Thanks. Right, well, not much for us to do now until everyone gets here.
You planning on winning everyone round to your new grazing system?
It's the way forward, Adam. You mark my words.
I hear you've got some problems with the soil in your paddocks.
Yes, still, hopefully we'll get it sorted out. We're getting some analyses done.
Oh.
I've taken the samples, just got to sort the paperwork now.
Yeah, Eddie was telling me all about it. He seemed unusually fascinated.
Yeah, well, he's taking a rather proprietary interest in the farm. Now he's going to be looking after it for us when we go away.
Yeah, he did mention that once or twice.
Adam, I'm sure he'll be fine, but do you think you could,
keep an eye on him?
You know, tactfully?
I'll find an excuse to pop over.
Great. I'm not sure why I agreed to him farm-sitting in the first place.
Eddie does have a knack for getting his own way.
Well, he seems keen to do a good job.
Well, as long as he doesn't invite any of his dodgy mates to keep him company, you don't want to find any of your family silver at the car boot.
Oh, don't. Oh, looks like our audience is arriving.
Good. Hope we can start on time.
Back on the drill?
No, I promised Gran I'd go and see her. Jack's got a new carer.
Oh, yeah?
Well, we'll find so far, but that just gives Gran more time to fret about Lillian.
But I thought that she was okay now she's back with Matt.
Well, she is, but Gran thought the breakup was a bit of a blessing in disguise. After all, he's still going to prison, isn't he?
You're lucky my secretary's got a soft spot for you. This is supposed to be my lunch hour.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you'll charge the appropriate fee.
What's on your mind, Matt?
OK, it's Lillian. If I'm going down for the best part of a decade...
What?
I need to know that the Dower House is safe. I don't want her out on the street.
Well, A, it's perfectly safe, and B, you're not going down for 10 years.
That's easy for you to say.
But clearly not easy for you to hear. I've told you enough times.
Yeah, things have changed, haven't they?
How?
After what Shortman said to me last week.
I told you to keep away from him.
He didn't keep away from me, did he? All those veiled threats. I can't relax now till I know what he said to the SFO.
Tell me you're not thinking of asking him.
Is there another way we can find
Stay
out?
Stay away from him. We've got details of his interview with the police in the case summary.
Yeah, but that is just a summary.
And we'll have full disclosure in a few weeks' time.
Will we?
For the plea and case management hearing.
Yeah, but that's not till November.
But they need to let us have it well before. So just stop worrying and sit tight.
Caroline.
Oh, hi, Brenda. Nice to see you.
Roy said I could come if I stood at the back. I hope you don't mind.
No, of course not. I'm guessing you're more interested in the cooking than the farming.
Kind of.
I mean, you must get enough of the farming at home with Tom.
Oh, yeah.
You might get a seat if you're lucky. There's usually a couple of no-shows.
I'm very grateful. So if there's anything I can do to help, anything at all...
Oh, that's kind. But I think Roy seems to have everything well under control.
Well, if there is, just let me know. I mean, I could put the chairs away afterwards.
Oh, and spoil your nice suit. I think we'll manage.
Such a good turnout. You must be pleased.
Oh, I am. I'm relieved.
The publicity was great.
Thank you.
Did you do it all yourself?
Yes. We do most things in-house these days.
Yeah, I thought you might. Actually, I wanted to talk to you about that.
Looks like they're ready to start.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
I'd be really grateful if you could spare me a few minutes.
Welcome to Meet the Farmer,
Tea Time?
The Dish.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm David Archer, one of the farmers, but not much of a dish, I'm afraid. But I hope when you get to eat my Hereford beef that that will make up for it. Now, as you can see, I've brought a visual aid in case anyone doesn't know where beef comes from or what a cow looks like. This is one of our Hereford cattle, and as you can see, it's a fine beef.
I'm afraid I do need you to go now, Matt. My next appointment's due.
Okay. Look, thanks for seeing me.
Remember, no more stressing about the Dower House.
No, I feel much happier about Lillian's financial situation while I'm away.
And promise me to stop brooding about Chalkman.
I'll try.
It's not doing you any good. Enjoy this time with Lillian.
While I can, yeah. No, that is good advice, I know.
And I'll see you on Friday.
Friday?
The other preliminary court. I did tell you.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's just admin, setting dates and so on, nothing to worry about.
Good.
You aren't worried about it, are you? Well, I know it's a pain to have to keep coming back to court.
No, I'm quite getting used to it.
Matt, is there something else on your mind?
What do you mean? Don't you think I've got enough to worry about?
And there's nothing else you want to tell me?
Oh, I don't know. You lawyers always looking for more trouble.
That's what you pay me for.
I told you I'm as well as can be expected in the circumstances.
Thank you. That was great.
Really? You think it went down well?
Oh, they loved it. Thank you both so much.
David was the star. Didn't know you had this talent for stand-up comedy.
Well, I haven't got your looks, Adam. I have to be funny. I think it was Ian people liked best anyway.
Oh, you can always charm a crowd.
Well, we got some good interest. Might get some new orders out of it.
Caroline, it's now a good time.
What? Oh, yes, of course, Brenda.
Well, see you later then.
Thank you again.
Well, thanks for inviting us.
They seem pleased with the way it went.
Yes. The way things are, we need to be doing more of this kind of event.
Ah, well, that's what I thought.
Got to get the punters in somehow.
Which is why I brought you this.
Oh. What is it?
My CV. You might think it's a bit cheeky. Oh. Only like you said, you're going to be doing more of these events.
Well,
and yes. I mean, your publicity was excellent, of course, but if they become a regular feature, you're really going to need a PR and marketing person to run them, aren't you?
Well, ideally.
So I am your girl. We did all sorts of projects like this over my degree course.
Yes, I'm sure.
And I've got plenty of practical experience as well.
I know.
All the publicity I've done for Tom, and now I'm working on a marketing strategy for all the Bridge Farm products.
Well, that must keep you busy.
But it's not a full-time job, and that is what I need. So if there was any chance at all...
Oh, Brenda, I'm so sorry.
Right.
I'm sure you'd be a great asset to Grey Gables. I wish I could take you on.
But you can't.
I simply don't have the money.
Okay. Sorry for wasting your time.
Oh, you haven't. I'll keep your CV. If things improve, then...
Thank you. That's very kind.
I wish you told me, Bren.
I thought you tried to put me off.
But I would have done. But only because I know we can't afford any new staff.
But better marketing would bring more money in.
Well, maybe. But we can barely keep the chambermaid in dusters as it is.
Well, it doesn't matter now, anyway. Caroline was very nice about it all.
I wish I could tell you something different. Oh, cheer up. Something will come up, Bren. Yeah, it will. It's just a bad time, that's all.
Yeah, that's what Tom keeps saying.
Well, there you are, then.
I can tell it's starting to get annoying for him, though. When he's been out all day and I've just been sat at home on the computer.
That's what happens when you're job hunting.
I know, but there's only so many jobs out there. Tom wants me to go out in the burger van again.
Right. Well... Is that such a bad idea?
Roy!
Oh, you used to enjoy it.
Yeah, when it was a fun thing to do in the holidays. It's not what I spent 3 years at uni getting into debt for.
Yeah, at least it's work. Yeah, and it wouldn't have to be forever. He's only trying to help.
I know, it's just... Well, He comes in at night all fired up with everything he's been doing.
Yeah.
And all I've done all day is change the font on my CV.
I know, it's frustrating.
Him saying that about the burger ban, it was like he was giving me something to play with.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't mean it like that. He's just being practical.
And Vicky didn't help when I rang about swapping my day with Abby.
Oh, look, if she asks you if you've got a job yet, she'll only have meant it nicely.
Oh, no, she was far too busy telling me about her new career.
Well, Vicky's got a new job?
Yeah. She's Dad's business partner now, didn't you know? As well as everything else.
You what? Oh. Because she's putting up the cash to buy these cows.
And she'll be milking them and showing them at the bushes of fat stock the way she's carrying on.
Look, give her a break. She's excited. So's Dad. I think it's great.
Great? She's taking over everything, Roy. The house, the garden.
She does live there.
And now Dad's business. It's just another way to control him. Where is it going to end?
A few months ago, you were accusing her of scheming to clear out Dad's bank account. Now you're angry because she's putting money into it. You can't have it both ways.
Roy!
Look, you're going to have to give her a break. They're married now, and that's that. And you can't take your bad mood out on her.
I'm not!
I know you're having a hard time. But you've got to snap out of it, Bren. And if Tom's offered you some work, well, maybe you should take it.
So, did Matt's meeting with Russell calm him down?
Not really. He seemed happy about what's going to happen to me financially while he's away, though I can look after myself, of course.
It's nice he worries about you.
Yeah. So, how about you? How's things?
Oh, you know, not so bad.
Sid okay about your bankroll and Wayne?
Well, he's prepared to put up with it. He can see it's the only way we're going to get rid of him.
Do you want a hand with that, darling?
No, thanks. I'm about done.
So, any luck finding him somewhere yet?
Well, the places we've rung up from the Echo have been dead ends so far. I'm going to have a look online when it's quiet, see what the letting agencies in Borchester have got going.
You still want him well away from Ambridge?
Oh, yes. Borchester's quite near enough.
Oh, excuse me.
You go ahead.
Might be Matt. Oh.
Something the matter?
I don't know. It's from Jenny. Hmm. Says, can I get up to the lodge ASAP?
Do you think something's happened to your mum, Jack?
Well, I think she'd have told me that. Still, I'd better go and see.
Yeah, you get up there.
Ah, ladies of leisure, that's what I like to see.
Hardly, Wayne.
Sorry, darling, I was just going.
Oh, see you then.
You let me know how you get on, huh?
Yeah, I will, bye.
You're looking very pleased with yourself.
Oh, I am. I have found a room.
Oh, well done. That's good news.
Yeah, I'm quite proud of it myself.
So what, another shared house? Where is it?
Well, that's the best part. Right here in the village.
What, in Ambridge?
No, I can still see Fallon playing the darts team. Give Frieda a hand.
But where?
Right on your doorstep. I'm going to be Neville Booth's lodger.
Neville Booth?
Mm-hmm. He had a card up in the shop. I'm surprised you didn't see it.
I did.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Well, I didn't think you'd get on. He's a bell ringer.
He's a jazz and blues fan.
Oh, he's not, is he?
I know. You wouldn't think to look at him, would you?
No, you wouldn't.
But when I told him I was a musician, we got on like a house on fire.
Right.
Down the old bird, mind. Once a month up front. Is that okay, love?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, thanks, darling. I appreciate that.
Well, it'll do while you look for somewhere better.
Why would I want to do that?
Well, once your benefit's sorted out, you'll be able to afford something better than just a room.
He's going to give me the run of the house. He can't wait to hear my record collection.
Can't he?
No. So, bit of a problem there, actually. I've left it at a friend's in Felpersham.
And?
Well, I thought I'd better not bring it here. Old Sid would really think I'd come to stay. But plenty of room for it at Nev's, so could you give me a lift over to Felpersham to pick it up?
I think it's outrageous.
Oh, that is a bit strong, Mum.
What would you call it, then?
Unfortunate?
Unfortunate? I made it very clear I wanted a regular carer for Jack when I spoke to the agency.
I know you did.
And they send me two in the same week.
He did say it was a
bit of an emergency.
One on Monday and someone completely different on Wednesday. Unbelievable.
He seems very nice.
That doesn't alter the fact that I'd spent most of Monday explaining Jack's routine to Brigitta, and I've got to do exactly the same thing with this Dennis.
Well, it's very tiresome for you, but once you've done that...
What? I may need to explain it to someone completely different on Friday. It's just not on.
Where's the fire?
Oh, Lillian, thank goodness.
What are you doing here?
Well, Jenny called me.
Oh, did she?
I just thought in the circumstances...
What circumstances?
Have you seen the new carer?
Oh, yeah, he let me in.
And didn't you notice anything about him?
Seemed a bit scared.
He's not the same one that came on Monday.
I realise that. Him being a different sex was a bit of a giveaway.
I'm glad you think it's funny.
Oh, sorry, Mum, but we knew it was going to be a tall order having the same person every time.
They promised me consistency.
I'm sure there's some simple explanation.
Well, what did the new chap say?
Oh, he didn't know anything.
Well, it's not his fault the agency didn't tell him.
It's their fault they didn't tell me. And I shall have a thing or two to say about it.
Mum, where are you going?
To ring them.
Look, I could do that. Don't you think it would be better if you leave...
I'm paying them and they owe me an explanation.
Don't envy the person who takes that phone call.
Well, you were a great help.
But if you'd give me some idea what the problem was...
Oh, I do hope she's not going to alienate them. It took us so long to find anyone who could help at all.
Well, they must be used to this kind of thing, Jenny. Probably happens all the time.
Yes, that's what's worrying me.
It's very quiet in here.
Oh, it just seems a shame. This place could be a little gold mine.
It's very well situated, certainly.
Yeah, but you can see why they're not pulling in the punters.
Oh?
Well, they need to capitalise on passing trade. You know, no one's got time to sit down and eat stuff like this during the week. They want proper offers at lunchtimes, express menus, that kind of thing.
Yes, I see.
Yeah, like I had in mind for Jack's. You know, you get some regulars to give the place some atmosphere, and suddenly everyone sees you're buzzing, and then bingo.
You've got more customers than you can cope with.
Yeah, exactly. Not that Mr. Sandlin could see the potential.
No. Your plan sounded pretty impressive to me.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Especially if you could have converted that empty flat upstairs. It's a total waste of space as it is.
Exactly. Well, we could have doubled our covers. There's this new place just opened in Feltlisham. Take 5. Now, it is exactly the kind of thing I was thinking of.
And it's doing well?
Oh, yes, packing them in. Still, Cathy says that doesn't mean it would work in Borchester.
Why on earth not? Take no notice.
Oh, she was never keen on the bar idea.
Women rarely see the bigger picture.
No, she had a point. I'd have worked late nights, longer hours, and we'd never have seen each other.
But you would have been a much happier man when you did see her. That's what I mean. She couldn't factor that in.
Maybe.
If your plans had gone ahead, she would be saying it was very nice to have her evenings to herself and boasting to her girlfriends about your initiative and business acumen.
Well, I don't know about that. Anyway, we'll never know now, will we?
Oh, I can't stand the ambience in this place another minute. Let's go to the ball.
So I told them I'd been promised a regular carer.
And what did they say?
They said they were sure no one had promised me it was always going to be the same one.
Well, that went down well.
They said it was the ideal they aimed for.
Well, there you are.
But they couldn't guarantee it.
Why not exactly?
Oh, something about circumstances changing from day to day. Staff being ill or leaving suddenly.
Well, that's true.
Well, of course it's true. But they should run their business so that things like that don't affect their clients.
Oh, that's a lot to ask, Mum.
Is it? You seriously think 2 different people in our first week is an acceptable standard of care?
If there was a good reason...
So how did you leave things?
I asked them what they were going to do about it.
And what did they say?
They tried to make sure it was either Brigitta or Dennis who came on Friday.
Well, that's something.
Not very much, when they couldn't even tell me which one.
There's been a lot of illness about, Mum.
Yeah. I expect that's why they're so short-staffed.
But hopefully after today, things will settle down.
Huh.
Look, Jenny and I can stay and make lunch.
Mm-hmm. And look after Jack.
So you can have a really good conversation with Dennis.
And you won't have to worry about Friday.
No, unless it isn't him that turns up.
Goodbye, my dear. And I wish you the best of luck with everything.
Aye, aye, chatting up the girls again. Here's your drink.
Thank goodness. I thought you were never coming back.
Oh, sorry. And it's a decent enough girl, though.
She's a vampire. She's drained all the life from me.
Perhaps you're exaggerating.
You weren't there. She gave me a blow-by-blow account of her love life.
Oh, sounds interesting.
You think so? Let me give you a taste.
Huh?
She's been feeling rather left out recently because Helen is seeing so much of Leon.
Who's Leon?
Her Australian barman boyfriend. Even I know that. Do try to keep up, Kenton.
Oh, sorry.
But her luck has changed. She's latched onto someone called Max, just graduated from Loughborough. Though she didn't tell me what he read, which at least I might have found marginally interesting.
Yeah, well, not to her, though.
Although I can tell you what he's doing now, which is potato picking at Bridge Farm. Only casual, of course.
OK, I think I get the picture.
A job he got because his father knows Tony, who, of course, is Helen's dad. Which brings us back to Annette.
Yeah, not before time.
Oh, we haven't finished yet. So far, he's suggested they meet next week. So she's taking him to Alice Aldridge's Thoroughly Futile 21st.
Well, for someone who was bored stiff, you seem to have a total recall.
Of every tedious detail, I know. It's my academic training. It's a curse, really.
No. It's better than an episode of Hollyoaks.
Fascinating programme, with some surprising classical parallels. Greek tragedy, usually. Oh, my word, you're heavily laden.
Yeah. Do you mind if I put this down here for a bit?
No, of course not.
Here, Jolene, let me give you a hand with that.
Oh, thank you, Kenton.
I've got it. I thought Sid said you were moving out.
Good news does travel fast.
Was this your leaving present?
Oh, no, we just fetched them from a friend's. Only Jolene had to get back here.
A little thing called work, Wayne. I'll take him round to Neville's later.
Oh, yes, Sid said you were going to lodge there.
Well, if you need a lift, my Riley's outside.
Well, thank you very much.
Look, you're all sorted then, right? I'll leave you to it.
Oh. Hey, you've got a great collection.
Well, I've got two, jazz and blues.
Alistair used to be quite a blues man.
Did he?
Until Schuller filled the house with plain chant. Still, now he knows what the blues really is.
Hey, easy, Jim.
Well, it's true.
There's quite a little fan base in Ambridge. Robert Snell, he's another aficionado, and Nev was telling me.
Oh, I'd love to hear this again. It's a classic. Oh.
Well, you'll all have to come round one evening. We can have a listening session.
Yeah? You're on.
Great. Maybe I should have moved out sooner.
Oh, I hope Dennis can reassure Mum.
He must have had a lot of practice.
I've just had a most illuminating conversation with Dennis.
Oh, have you? Good.
Nice chat.
Very nice, which makes it all the more upsetting he won't be coming on Friday.
Oh, no. Why not?
He doesn't work on Friday. It's his day for going into college.
Well, we told you they were well trained.
Well, that's a shame. But if they're going to send Brigitte...
They're not. Poor woman has hurt her back. Who knows when she'll be fit for work.
Right.
We're still, at least now you know.
Yes, and I know what I'm going to do about it as well.
Mum, don't make any hasty decisions.
I've decided, Lillian. I'm cancelling the contract.
Yes, darling, I think that's probably the best thing you can do in the circumstances. Well, of course, I'll talk to her tomorrow if you think it'll help. Oh, thank you. I hope so too. Bye.
Oh dear, problems at home.
Mother-in-law. She's fired her husband's care agency.
Oh dear.
I got to see her tomorrow to introduce her to my financial advisor. Maybe I'll be able to change her mind.
So, we all set for the fray?
Morning, Jerry. You mean the intelligent, measured discussion, I presume.
I think so. You're still okay to present the land options for Grange Farm proposal?
No, facts and figures at my fingertips.
Options? I didn't realise there were two.
Well, they're both quite viable.
We thought the board would be happier if they were presented with the choice.
Right.
Do you see Andrew's email?
Yes, not very helpful.
Well, at least it gives us a chance to marshal our arguments.
Do you think he's got support?
Enough to make it interesting.
I'm looking for a unanimous decision.
That's ambitious.
This board has got to start working together, Annabelle.
Oh, I agree with you.
Yeah, you might just pull it off. on how you've talked Martin round to our way of thinking.
Oh, no, Jerry, that's not right. Brian didn't have to talk him round. He always thought like that. We just didn't understand him, that's all.
Well, if that's the way he wants to play it, I don't mind. As long as it has the desired effect.
I think we can be certain of his vote. He'd lose face if he changed his mind now.
Well, hopefully he'll bring a few waivers with him when the finance director says jump.
Oh, that was the idea. Oh, here comes Andrew. Morning.
Morning. Jerry? Annabelle?
Morning.
Hello.
Right, well, if we're all here, it might be an idea to make a start. Unless you want to get a coffee or something first, Andrew.
No, thanks, Brian. I'm ready when you are.
Oh, yeah, hope you didn't mind coming down the cottage here, Ed.
Oh, no.
Oh, just thought it'd be easier. Got all my notes here, see?
Yeah, no worries. As long as I'm not back late, Em and I are going away tomorrow, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for your birthday.
Yeah, just until Saturday.
You started the celebrations earlier, Summit?
Eh?
Well, you don't sound too clever.
Oh, yeah, I just had a few beers with Jazza and the lads last night.
Ah.
Dad's still going to be doing the cows while we're away.
Yeah, yeah, no problems. Now, it's just if we're going to get a decision nailed down in the next few days.
Fingers crossed.
We need to have all our basic arrangements in place, so we need to go through all the details now.
Did you speak to David's mate at the NFU?
Oh, I sure did. He pointed me in the right direction, and I've done some research.
Oh, cool.
And I think I've come up with an agreement that should work for both of us. So if I just give you a copy of this...
All right. There's a lot of it in there.
Yeah, well, don't look so worried. It's really quite simple.
So, Jerry had the task of identifying land which the estate could give up without too much impact. Jerry?
Well, if you'd like to take a look at these, I identified two blocks of land that might be suitable. And one actually adjoins Grange Farm. Marginal land, decent soil.
In other words, a useful and valuable piece of land.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. Go on, Jerry.
Well, the other would be less convenient for Mr. Grundy. It's not actually joined to the farm, so he'd need to move his cows along this public lane to get there. But, well, from our point of view, that would be the better land to let go. The bank here is pretty steep, and the land here is, well, it's clayey and difficult to work. At present, it's fairly useless, so... Well, if we do decide to go ahead with the tenancy...
It's very small fry tenancy.
Well, then that's the option I'd advise.
OK. Now, before I open the discussion, I'd just like to reiterate my own position. I mean, you all know I'm behind this proposal. It offers us an excellent PR opportunity. And we can show the community that we're backing local enterprise. Now, to underline our commitment... I feel we should offer Mr. Grundy the better land for a tenancy of 10 years. Annabelle?
Well, I don't need to remind everyone of the difficult times we've just been through. We need to get ourselves back on track as quickly as possible, and this seems to me a very economical way to do it. Our reputation has taken a knock, and this would earn us some much-needed good publicity. I'm all for it.
Jerry?
Well, as the board knows, I've changed my position on this matter for the reasons already expressed, but, you see, the beauty of this scheme is that we can get what we want for very little. And that second block of land is of no use to us whatsoever. However, Brian, I'd also suggest that we only offer a tenancy of 5 years. If Mr. Grundy makes a go of the business, well, we can review the situation in 5 years' time.
Well, that's another option. Now, we all know from... Andrew's email that he feels offering this tenancy would be a mistake. Andrew, I'm sure you're chomping at the bit to tell us why.
Do you mind if we go through it all one more time?
Well, of course not. I want you to be clear on what you're getting into.
Just need to get my head round it. I mean, you're saying that the simplest way forward would be for you to use Vicky's money to buy the extra cows...
That's right.
..and then I'd lease them from you.
So far, so good.
Well, kind of. But you already get the money for the cows.
Yeah.
So why do you also get a share of the profit? I mean, I'm just asking.
What's considered to be a fair recompense for the risk I'm taking?
What risk?
Well, say we lost one of the cows. It'd be up to me to replace it.
Well, that's in the agreement.
Well, exactly. It's like an insurance policy.
OK.
You don't sound convinced.
Well... It's just...
No, go on. If you've got doubts, Ed, I'd rather know.
It's just all got so complicated.
No, it isn't really, is it? It's a pretty standard sort of agreement.
OK, but, I mean, now we've gone into it... Well, to be honest, Mike, I'm starting to wonder if it's going to be worth it.
How do you mean?
Well, it all sounded so simple at the beginning. I mean, Vicky would provide the extra capital for the cows...
Yeah.
..and I'd earn my share of the profits for doing the work.
Well, that's still true.
Yeah, but by the time I've paid out the rent for the cows, I mean, are there going to be any profits left to share?
Well, there should be.
Not to mention renting the extra land in the first place. I mean, this is all extra money I've got to find.
From a far bigger income?
No, I'm sorry, Mike. I don't mean to mess you around.
No, I know you don't.
When we started talking about this, you said I wasn't going to have to lay down any cash to make it work. I mean, this is starting to sound like a much bigger financial commitment. I'm not really sure I can manage it.
I'd like to remind the board that our primary objective at Borchester Land is to maximise development profits from our holdings. I strongly believe that getting involved with small farm tenancies compromises this objective, ties up the land and complicates further development potential for very little return. I'm sure there is better and more profitable use for these two blocks of land.
Right. Well, thank you, Andrew. Thank you for arguing your position so cogently. And in normal times, I would agree with you.
Thank you.
But can I remind the board that these are not normal times? Yeah. We very recently lost not just two members of the board, but our chairman in scandalous circumstances.
Yes.
We're still recovering from the damage done by that association with fraud. And Matt and Stephen's case hasn't even come to court yet. I mean, there may be more repercussions for us. We just don't know.
Their foolishness was nothing to do with Borchester Land, Brian.
That doesn't change the fact that confidence in the company is at an all-time low. Mm. And our reputation will stay tainted unless we do something about it. And has everyone forgotten how difficult it was to secure any deals when we were in the middle of all that bad publicity?
Yes.
I mean, this tenancy may seem a very small step in the right direction, but that's exactly why I'm championing it. It's an easy, low-risk option. Supporting a local growing business ticks all kinds of boxes with the wider community.
Ed Grundy has already secured good publicity for his business in local media, Andrew. We can build on that.
Perhaps.
And, I mean, in light of Jerry and Martin's comments... I'm prepared to concede that a 5-year tenancy is preferable, so that our hands aren't tied, and we can react to changing circumstances. And we should offer Ed the less desirable land. I should be fascinated to know, by the way, Andrew, what else you could possibly do with it.
I could find somebody to sell it to.
Yes, I'm sure you could. And I'm sure you will, eventually. The profit on this deal is small, I know, but... with the good PR it'll generate, we'll be able to pursue the kinds of deals that you're so rightly targeting, Andrew. And I know you've got some important points on the next item, so unless anyone else wants to speak?
No.
Nope.
All right, let's take it to a vote.
This must seem like a big step for you to take.
Yeah, it does.
But I really don't think it's as risky as it seems. In a lot of ways, I'm taking the bigger risk.
How? Vicky's buying the cows.
Yeah, and I got to find the customers to buy their milk. If I didn't think I could, I'd never have suggested it in the first place. Or risk me wife's money.
Look, I wish you could convince me, Mike. I really do.
Look, we've been through the figures. There's a good chance that we could both do really well out of this.
In theory.
If we both do our jobs properly, which we will do. We'll turn it into reality. Real profits, Ed.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm not sure.
We wouldn't have gone into this in the first place if we didn't think them profits were going to be worth having.
They seem to be stretching to cover a lot more outgoings now.
You're still worried about my extra share?
Well, I know you're entitled to it.
Look, but... when we get a proper contract drawn up, everything will be laid out in black and white. How the gross margin will be calculated, what costs and returns will be included, and how it's all going to be shared out. Look, I'll get back to David's mate.
No, don't do that.
I don't mind paying for it if it will set your mind at rest.
Look, just leave it for a bit, Mike. Yeah?
Your feet really have gone cold, haven't they?
Look, we don't even know if BL are going to offer us the land anyway. But there's no point in going over this till we know where we stand. Let's just leave it for now, can we?
Congratulations, Brian.
Yes, very well played.
Oh, thanks, yes. Yeah, I was pleased with the way it went.
And you got your unanimous decision.
A victory in more ways than one, I think.
Well done, Brian.
Oh, thank you.
On balance, I thought it better to give you that one.
Well, it's very gracious of you, Andrew.
I think we wasted enough time on the matter. Like you said, there were bigger items on the agenda.
I think so. And I'm sure you'll take a leading role on the Bauer proposal.
That's one thing we can agree on. I'll see you next month.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. I think the ice is starting to crack just a little.
Well, we'll get there.
Do you think there is much risk of more bad press over Matt and Stephen?
Oh, their case will be heard soon, surely.
I don't know, Annabelle. I hope not. My sister-in-law's sake, if nothing else.
Yes. I heard they were back together. Good luck to her.
And in the meantime, you've got some very glad tidings to deliver, Brian.
Yes, yes, I'm looking forward to telling Mike and Ed.
I bet you are. They'll think Christmas has come early.
Are you sure you don't want a little lie down? Brian and Bryce won't be here till 5.
No, thank you. I need to look out some documents before they get here.
Well, I could do that for you. You want to be fresh for him.
I will be.
You look exhausted, Mum.
I'm all right, Jennifer.
Have you had a hard time with Jack?
It wasn't one of his better days.
Well, you should have rung me and I could have come up.
You've got your own life to lead. You can't be at my beck and call all the time.
And you can't manage on your own. Oh, I do wish you'd reconsider things. Look, if you rang the agency now...
No.
Oh, if you'd just let them send a carer today.
I'd have had someone I had to explain Jack's routine to for the third time this week. Now, can we drop the subject? We've been over it again and again.
I know, but I worry about you.
Well, you don't need to. I know I've made the right decision.
Oh, well, if you say so.
I do. Now, if you really want to help me, mm-hmm. you can put the kettle on while I find these files for Bryce.
Not disturbing you, am I?
No, of course not.
Oh, you look as though you've been catching up with your paperwork.
Yeah, all this. Yeah, well, kind of. I'm glad to have an excuse to start.
Ah, well, that sounds promising. I've come to see if you might be interested in a boys' night out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, me, Alistair and Robert are going round to Neville Booth this evening.
Neville Booth? I've never had him marked down as one of the lads.
Yeah, well, neither had I, but we're seeing a different side to him now. Wayne's lodging with him.
Is he?
Hmm.
Oh, I'm behind on the gossip. Well, Sid must be pleased.
That's an understatement.
Not sure I could have put up with one of Vicky's exes setting up in our spare room.
Oh, of course, I'd end up putting a roof over Sid's head if Kathy and I found ourselves in that situation.
Oh, doesn't sound like it'd be much fun.
Yeah, no. I mean, Sid's a good landlord, but well, I'm not sure about his roommate potential.
So, Wayne and old Nev. Yeah. Oh, they're an unlikely couple.
Yeah, well, turns out they share a passion.
Not bell ringing.
No, music. Well, jazz and blues, to be exact.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Wayne's got this fantastic record collection, so we're going around this evening for a bit of a session, if you fancy joining us.
Ah, I'm more of a country and western man myself.
Well, we could convert you.
Yeah, and I'm not sure a few records will be enough to entice me to a whole evening with Neville Booth.
Okay, point
Besides,
taken.
Vicky's making me a special supper tonight. It's in Borchester getting the ingredients now.
The honeymoon never ends with you two, does it?
Yeah, well, she thinks we've got something to celebrate.
She's a real firecracker, your Vicky. Always up for a good time. Ready to grab life with both hands.
I suppose.
You're a lucky man, Mike. Yeah, you're a lucky, lucky man.
Oh, dear. Have you and Kathy had a falling out?
Just call when you need me. So, what's the verdict?
Good. Mum seemed to like him.
Yeah, I thought so.
And he was handling her very well.
Independent old ladies are rather his speciality.
Are they all right without you?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going back in a bit. But I thought it best to leave them together first. Yeah,
so they could get to know each other.
Quite. I mean, plus, there might be some things Peggy wants to tell him that she didn't particularly want me to hear.
Oh, very tactful of you.
I mean, I don't want her to feel I'm muscling in.
She's very happy for you to be here.
You seem to have a clever knack of getting her to accept your advice. Wish I could be so successful.
Now, Jenny, come on. Let's fight one battle at a time, shall we? Today's about getting her finances straight.
Yes, from what you said, her affairs have become quite complicated.
Yeah, well, I don't see us going into great depths today. Mm. If they like each other and they think they can work together, I'm sure Bryce will set up another meeting.
Have you managed to get hold of Ed or Mike yet?
No. Ed's gone away with Emma and George somewhere on the south coast.
Oh.
His phone keeps going straight to voicemail.
Maybe he can't get reception.
And Mike's just being very elusive.
Always the way when you've got some good news to tell someone.
Considering they were beating my door down for an answer, they've gone awfully quiet.
Well, you can't blame them. I think you made it quite clear that they weren't to hound you, Brian.
Perhaps.
Anyway, when they get the good news, they'll realise that they've got a lot to be grateful to you for.
Well, it wasn't entirely altruistic, as you pointed out.
Well, even so, they're going to be so pleased.
I know. I might just try Mike again. He should be home by now.
Oh, answer that, if you like.
No, it's OK. I think it might be... Yeah, it's Brian Aldridge. No, what it's about, it'll keep.
Oh, no, I don't mind.
There's no point in me talking to him till I've had a word with Ed. Anyway, you were saying...
Well, yeah, basically, Jim wants to take me and Kathy out to this new bar in Felpersham.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah, take five?
Oh, yeah. Tom and Brenda are planning to check that out.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the place. That's just the kind of thing I had in mind for converting Jack's.
I thought your owner turned you down.
Yeah, he did. But that doesn't mean Kathy and I can't enjoy a night out there at Jim's expense.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. So, what's the problem?
Oh, Kathy. She didn't want to know.
Why not?
Oh, well, lots of excuses. You know, first, she was finding her new job really tiring.
Well, she'd been there quite a while now, hadn't she?
Yeah. And then it was that she didn't really want to go out on a weeknight.
Well, I'm sure Jim wouldn't mind if you changed it to the weekend.
No, of course not. But then she said if she did get to go out, she didn't want it to be with Jim Lloyd.
What? Well, don't you like him? Vicky thinks he's a hoot.
Yeah, well, Vicky's obviously a bit more open-minded.
Oh, I am surprised. Jim seems to be a bit of a ladies' man to me.
Well, yeah, some ladies. Sheila can't stand him either.
Yeah, well, I suppose he might be an acquired taste.
Yeah, well, Kathy isn't interested in acquiring him. She kept saying that we never go out as a twosome.
Well...
Yeah, but that is ridiculous. We spend hours and hours at home as a twosome. Days. I am twosomed out. What is the harm, mate, in a little socialising?
I bet that went down well.
And besides, what about Jim?
What about him?
Well, think of the poor guy. He's new to the village, all on his own.
He's always out and about, isn't he?
A widower, in the autumn of his years.
Well, seems to do all right to me.
You know, spending long evenings in the echoey rooms of Blossom Hill Cottage. The least that we can do is give up a few hours of our time to give him a bit of much-needed human contact.
Oh, I see. So you played the sympathy card. Mm. Did it work?
Well, kind of. I mean, Kathy said we can go.
Well, that's a result, isn't it?
Yeah, but only if she makes an effort to enjoy it when she gets there. If she's going to sit there looking bored and fed up all evening, we might as well stay at home.
Well, you can't have everything.
Yeah, I know. I just wish that she'd lighten up a bit sometimes, that's all.
Here, you sound like you could do with a pint, Kenton. Come on. Yeah. We've got time for a swift one at the ball before Vicky gets back. Maybe that'll cheer you up.
I think that all went very satisfactorily.
You liked him then?
Yes, I did. He reminded me quite a lot of Mr. Harding, actually.
Oh, that is a compliment. I know how much you relied on him.
Yes, it was a great blow when he retired. I think that's why I let things lapse for such a long time.
And you didn't think you'd find anyone as good?
No. He always listened to what I had to say, didn't try to pressurise me into anything.
Well, I'm sure Bryce won't either.
No, that's what I felt. And he's happy to come to the house to discuss things with me, so that's very helpful.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Though he's hopeful it may only take a couple more meetings to set my portfolio up.
Oh, that is good. He took your files, then?
Yes. He seemed to think that was everything he needed.
Ah. And Brian wouldn't mind running anything else he might need into the office for you.
Oh, that'd be very kind. He has been a great help.
So, are you happy with everything now, Peggy?
I am, thank you.
Mum's just been saying what a great help you've been.
I'm very grateful.
Well, I'm just glad you got on so well.
So am I.
Well, I thought you would. Now, are you happy to meet him again next week?
Oh, yes.
Because I know he wants to get on with his review as soon as he can.
Oh, that's good.
It should be plain sailing after that.
Yes, just an annual review, he said.
Oh, that will be a weight off your mind.
Yes, it will. I'm glad something's gone right this week.
Well, I see Wayne hasn't given up the darts team.
Oh, no, Sid won't dislodge him from that quite so easily.
Well, he doesn't seem to mind as much.
No, well, at least now he'll go away when the pub closes.
Glad to have Jolene to himself again, I'd have thought. It must have been a strain.
Yeah, but they seem happy now.
Well, all couples have their ups and downs, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Look, Mike, what I was saying about me and Kathy, I don't want you to get the wrong idea.
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, she's a great girl, and I owe her a lot.
Yeah, I know. You was just letting off steam. We all need to do that sometimes.
Yeah, that's all it was.
Take anything you say with a pinch of salt anyway.
Oh, thanks.
Well, it's always a matter of life and death with you, Kenton.
Oh, and you're the strong and silent type, yeah?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, there's obviously something on your mind. I mean, you've got the pleasure of my company now and a romantic dinner with your lovely wife waiting for you at home. But you're not your chipper old self, mate.
Just got something on my mind, that's all.
Well, come on. Come on. I'm the soul of discretion.
Oh!
No, I am. Oh, come on, mate. A problem shared and all that.
All right. We're waiting to hear if Borchester Land will give us what we need to expand the herd.
Ah, right.
If we don't get the OK from them, we'll have nowhere to put the new cows.
Is that what Brian was phoning you about?
Hmm.
Well, I told you should have taken the call.
But I would have, but... Oh, it's all turning out to be a bit more complicated than I'd hoped. You see, I did some sums for Ed, and...
Mike, at last!
Oh, Brian, evening.
Oh, I've been trying to track you down all day.
Yeah, sorry, I've been busy.
He's pleased to see you now, though.
Yes, well, Vicky said you would be.
Did she?
I popped up to the house.
Oh, that was good of you. Oh,
come on, if you've got some news, don't keep the man in suspense.
Well, it's good news.
Oh.
The board have agreed to rent you some land, in principle.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations, mate.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, obviously, I need to discuss the offer with you properly in more detail. Location and lease agreements, that sort of thing.
Well, of course.
So I wondered if the three of us might meet up tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Well, the sooner the better, really. Ed's back in the morning, I think, so if we can get hold of him before the afternoon...
Have you told him?
No. I didn't really want to break the news on voicemail.
Oh, Ed won't care about that. Oh, ring him now. He'll be thrilled.
Nah, he's on holiday.
What, he won't mind?
Yeah, I mean, it would be good if we could sort out a mutually convenient time to meet tomorrow.
Go on.
Oh, all right. No, it's got no answer phone.
Well, leave a message then. Honestly, Mike, anyone would think you didn't want to tell him.
Okay. Hi, Ed, it's Mike. Great news, mate. We've got the land.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in Birmingham by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.